you tree frogs and feral hogs. Welcome to another episode of Jesse and Wilder's Guide to Life. I'm Jesse, that's Wilder, and we're here once again to guide your life.
Yeah, I don't love the implication of the I'm the feral hog.
Yeah, because I'm obviously a tree frog. I'm wearing a sweatshirt with a tree frog on it, and you're a feral hog because you're a nasty little boy.
Nothing but visual gags now that we're in the video business.
It's true. We have to jump into the Jabu time machine. Unfortunately, we have to immediately. I pull up in my Cybertruck. It's a Cybertruck. It's all rusty. It already barely runs, even though I just bought it.
We are secret boys, I think, is another thing that you could call us. People do. Many people call us secret boys. And we have just so many secrets that we have to talk about all the time that we just couldn't get them all out in the last one, gang.
Yeah, we forgot a ton. So I'm going to rapid fire a few. Mm-hmm. Secret society, I think, is a two.
Yeah.
Could be bad. Uh-huh. Secret agent, I feel like that's a three.
For sure. James Bond, just like
right.
Me.
Yeah, just like you. Secret Santa, honestly, like a two, borderline one.
Borderline one.
The game Secret Hitler, some people don't like it because they don't want to be Nazis in a game.
I like that game.
But it's a pretty fun game.
That's basically this show, The Traitors, bro. You watching Traitors?
Nah, bro. You're such a fucking reality TV head.
Bro,
dude.
I moved to a town where there's nothing to do. What do you want me to, what do you expect?
Fucking Real Housewife Wabu over there.
Traitors is good.
Well, you wanted to talk about
secret tunnels, dude.
Oh, secret tunnel, dude. Also secret tunnels.
Oh, what else did I want to talk about?
The Mole, dude.
Oh, The Mole, bro. Love The Mole.
Speaking of reality TV, that's... The Mole is sick. It's a banger and a clanger for sure.
Yeah, Celebrity Mole, dude.
What do you got to say about tunnels, secret tunnels?
I love the idea of them. Mm-hmm. Have you used one?
I haven't used a secret tunnel, I don't think.
I sort of did. I stayed in a hotel once that was connected by tunnels. They weren't really a secret. They were a secret to those outside of the hotel.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's like I don't think I've been in secret tunnels before. Too secret for me. But I know that the Vietnamese army used them in the Vietnam War quite a bit to great success, as far as I understand.
Mm-hmm. Any other history lessons you'd like to give us?
Nope, just the one. I was having dinner last night with Jacob Rubin, friend of the show. Mm-hmm. Did we not talk about Secret Menu?
No, we did not talk about Secret Menu.
God, idiots, how? Dude. All we ever talk about is food. It's insane that we missed
love
that
a secret
one.
Menu, but there's no such thing as a secret menu anymore. Now, a secret menu is just a bunch of teenagers on TikTok that were like, here's what you do. You go to Jamba and you get peanut butter and gummy worms, and that's a gummy peanut. That's like every fucking secret menu. It's so stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
A secret menu would be like if In-N-Out had a fucking tuna melt. And you had to like write it on a napkin and slide it between the cash register and the wall and pick it up at 2 a.m.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think there's like the Starbucks, I feel like, has like a secret menu. But again, it just feels like
it's just what a bunch of people came up with wacko combinations that is fucking hell on these employees. Gang, don't make these teenagers do more than they already have to do. They can barely do anything at all. They're teenagers. They don't know how to do anything. And now you're making them do these complicated ass Starbucks orders. Just give them a rest.
And let me tell you something. Just because we're ragging on secret menus, if it was good enough to be on the menu, it would be. I'm just letting you know. Thing is, you and I are both good, God-fearing California boys. In-N-Out's quote secret menu is hardly a menu, and it's not a secret. And I really wish they would just put it on, like, just put animal style on the menu.
Bro, no need. That menu too small. Where are they going to put it?
Oh, sure. Can't make it bigger, I guess. They can make the font smaller on any of that stuff.
No way they can make it bigger.
Remove milk or whatever's on there. Isn't milk on there or like hot coffee?
Milk, hot cocoa, dude.
Yeah, take hot cocoa.
Has anyone had the In-N-Out hot cocoa? If you have, get at us.
Yeah, shout out.
At JW Guide or whatever.
Well, that's a perfect segue. You can get at us at JW Guide, or you can get at us at our brand new Number. Oh, I can't post this clip because this is my phone number. You can call and leave a message on our Google Voice.
Fans will be all over that.
415-763-1061. Once again, that's 415-763-1061. Give us a call. Leave a message. I'm sure many, many of we'll have thousands by the time this comes out. And maybe we'll drop that audio of your message into this. Maybe we'll read it on air. Maybe we won't do any of it. Either way, don't be offended. But know that, you know, if you're leaving it, we might talk about, I don't know, like, don't be weird if we talk about it. It would be weird if you were like, hey, this one's just for us, guys.
What about secret voicemail?
Secret voicemail.
This is not the place for that.
It's nothing. Yeah. So that's, I think that's all of the, we did a lot of housekeeping in that. Little...
Yeah. It's good to tidy it up a little bit.
needed it desperately. Spring cleaning for the podcast.
Yeah.
Speaking of spring cleaning, sometimes you might clean up and you need new furniture. That's the Boof! Topic today.
How furniture. Does he do it?
Can we do by room to as categories? So like living room furniture.
Yes.
And then bedroom. And then if you guys are like, guys, you already did an episode on desks. How could you possibly talk more about it's like shut up obviously, like, yeah, relax. Bathroom, does bathroom have furniture? I don't think so.
Bathroom,
like a little cupboard maybe, or like a little shelf. I'm not counting it. Living room, bedroom, office / spare room, outside furniture, come on.
Well, like some people have like a chair in their bathroom.
Like
a big ass bathroom, like a rich bathroom. We got bathroom.
All right, we'll do bathroom. Okay, this is a good place to start. What's I say furniture first, word that comes to your mind is
couch.
Where are we putting couch? This is maybe the worst idea for an episode we've ever had.
Couch could be an episode, dude.
Wait a minute. Let's not break it down by room. Let's break it by theme. Sitting is a furniture.
Body part, dude. What about butt?
Oh,
furniture
no.
For your butt.
What? I'll put butt in parentheses. I can't. Thank why you. Would you change that to? Okay, sitting, dude. Couch is a three. Yeah.
Sitting and butt. Couch is a three. Yeah, it's great. It's a one. It's a wonderful place to sit. I love a big ass chair too, like a motherfucker of a chair, like a somewhere between a couch and a chair. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like I think they call it a seat and a half or a chair and a half when it's not quite a love seat. It's not quite a love seat.
It's just like deep, dude. Big fucking chair, man. It's so good. Talk about the naps you could take in that thing, brother. Whew.
Mm-hmm. I think a standard recliner is a two. I feel like I'm always going to like it more than I actually do. Like I sit in it and I'm like, yeah, this is good.
I do. Okay. I'm a fidgety boy. So I like not like a old wooden rocking chair, but I do like a chair that rocks.
Yeah. We call them rocking chairs.
But like when I think of a rocking chair, I think of like a nasty wooden one on the front porch.
I don't mind. We have rocking chairs in our backyard and I like them. I think rocking chairs are three. We'll put it in inside, outside. It's all
growing up. Yeah. We had one that was like leather.
That's a leather rocking
chair. Yeah, I'm into it. I love to rock to and fro like a babe.
Very not quite lit, dude. Stools. I basically hate every stool.
Yeah, stools can go to hell. I don't want... I need a back, dude.
Oh, my God. And even sometimes they try and get you a stool with a back, and it's miserable. It's got a little low bar that just, like, digs into your spine.
The backs that are just, like, a fucking centimeter off the top? Why?
Yeah, crazy.
Why?
It doesn't do anything.
Hate stools, dude. Fucking stools. At best, they're terrible.
Yeah. And they belong in like a wood shop, right? Like that's where you, fine, have your stools
they
in your garage,
in the fucking,
I guess.
Landfill, dude. Fuck stools.
Yeah, they
I
suck,
hate stools,
dude.
Man. I think it'd be sweet. You know, like in Star Wars, everyone sits in thrones that are really tall and thin. That type of sci-fi throne. That's what I think should be at bars.
I think that's
tall,
not a great use
thin,
of space, right?
Luxury, like the same, just a little bit bigger than a stool, but just cushy.
I think that's a two. Space throne is a two.
Do you think stools are at bars to keep people from getting too comfortable?
Why would they want that?
Well, just like in the olden days, maybe they like the town drunk was hanging out there too much. If you give him a fucking armchair, that guy's never going to leave.
I think that they do stools because they're cheap and you can fit the most of them in there. And they know that you're not there for the sitting. So it doesn't really matter how uncomfortable they are because you're going to sit and drink your beers. I think it's
for the town drunk. What else can you do on furniture? You could stand on it. Do you stand on any furniture? No.
Ideally, no. I mean, you could lay.
Yeah, right? Bed is three, of course.
Bed is three. A futon is a one for laying, I think, right?
I mean, depends on the futon. Sometimes they got that metal bar that jabs you in the back, and then sometimes it's like just a... I told you about my foam futon. We've talked about it. I love that shit.
Yeah, we have a futon that's pretty choice. Okay, futon's a two. Pull-out bed is a one, right? Pull-out is never good.
Hate them.
It also sucks for the couch. Like, it makes a... You ever moved a couch with a pullout? It's fucking heavy, bro.
So that's the worst piece of furniture you can own, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes you just need it, right? You like live in a small place, you need an extra spot for when your homie's coming to town. But
just get a futon. Spend the extra $150 and get a futon. How crazy is furniture, dude? Expensive? My God.
Yeah, I mean, we're just gonna sound like a couple of boomers right now, but it's facts, dude.
Oh my Lord,
we have this.
I remember when my furniture used to cost $0 because I found it on the ground.
Yeah, now they frown upon that now because of woke, dude.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore. We used to see a couch, pull over, put that thing in the back of the car, empty the clip on a bottle of Clorox wipes.
Ooh, mites. Ooh, bed bugs. Ooh, I'm a coward.
Yeah, like, coward just shit, dude.
Fucking damn, dude. Obviously, bonus point, dude. Orange chair, shout out.
Dude, fucking orange chair. Yes.
We talked about it endlessly. Doesn't make it any less powerful.
I see little glimpses of orange chair. You know, it's like an X you see from like behind and you don't know if it's that person or not. And then that's sort of my deal with orange chair all the time.
Yeah. Every once. I do. I will say that like of a surprisingly high percentage of our text messages are about each other texting photos of chairs that look like orange chair. Like it's not a lot, but it is like more than 1%.
Especially if you're a little drunk, it's like any orange chair at all. I'm like, oh shit, that's it. That's the one, dude. That's orange chair
Is, it is always like past midnight in a dark bar, and we're just like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah, oh, you see what that is?
I think the last time you sent it to me, I think I said orange chair is everywhere with for those with eyes to see it or something. Like,
yeah,
just
dude.
Just two drunk idiots. Yeah, shout out to orange chair. We love you.
You could sleep in it. You could sit on it. Whatever you want, baby.
It's got a hardened shell for an arm, so you could easily balance a drink on there for a moment. I think let's talk about features in our furniture. A cup holder, dude. I think that's like, it sounds cool.
It sounds cool, but it looks like shit. But you know what?
It looks like shit.
You know what's choice now? All the couches these days, bro, they got USB chargers.
Oh, yeah. A USB charger.
Classic USB is like out now, but.
Yeah, I'm just going to say chargers in general.
Chargers is fucking sick. How about wireless? Okay, some of them got in the arm of the couch.
Yes,
bonus points is magic like that. Give me the tech, dude. Tech. Not necessarily smart. Yes,
but I want a couch that's like a little bit like an Iron Man suit.
A little bit like an Iron Man suit. Well, ideally, it is an Iron Man suit.
Right, sure. Bonus point, Iron Man suit.
You sit in it, and then it kind of wraps around you.
I have a chair that I call to me with bracelets, like Iron Man calls his suit to
him. Yeah,
I just stab my bracelet, and it fucking gets right behind me.
So is furniture functional or decorative?
Okay, I'm so glad you asked. This is, I feel like when I was, until probably I moved to New York, honestly. And I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think just that's the age. When I was like in my like late 20s. Until then, I really was big on like function over form. Like, why would I get anything other than this, like, Spartan cheap IKEA furniture? It works. It's mostly comfortable. It's cheap. I don't care that it's ugly. It serves its purpose. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm fully on the other side of the spectrum, where I would almost with certain things, I'm not going to compromise comfort, but I'd almost rather something stylish, a little bit more stylish, that's not quite as comfortable, because like I have to look at that every fucking day. Why would I want it to look like shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where are you at on that?
I like, for me, it's a 100%. That's my deal with everything. Clothing, all things that I own, I no longer care what they look like. I just want them to be cozy, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm in the cozy business and almost nothing else.
So, but then what you're saying is like you would pay a premium for coziness over like, this is a couch that, you know, works and it looks nice, but yeah,
it can't be like, look, it can't be fugly. You know what I'm saying? Like that fucking red couch. Shout out to my old red couch. It wasn't mine.
Oof.
That thing was hideous, dude.
I feel okay. Wait a minute. I feel like that red couch is a great point.
It was comfy as a motherfucker.
I feel like part of the reason we loved orange chair is because we had so much bad furniture in the past that it was like, what are you, people that were like, this is a bad chair, we'd be like, are you, what do you have, you don't have eyes? Like, what are you talking about?
It's only because we had either sat on the floor or in wooden chairs before that.
Little dirt boys were like, ooh. And I didn't find that chair on the street. I found it in a hallway, much different. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Oh, dude, we didn't talk about deep couch.
Ooh, I don't love a deep couch.
I love for my friend to have a deep couch. Shout out Ash Crossan, former guest. Uh-huh. She's got a deep couch, dude. And my little ankles, they don't even get to, that's bigger than my whole legs.
Yeah, and then I end up sitting like crisscross applesauce on one of those couches. Dude,
it's like you're like a baby. You're like a baby sitting in a regular person's chair.
It's a bit. Honestly, it's a demerit to me. If furniture turns me into baby, I don't love it.
Sometimes it's nice to be baby in a furniture, dude. Come on.
Reclining is a two to me. I feel like it's another one where, like, I like it, but I said recling.
It's hard to see your own television set when you're reclining.
Yeah, you end up like this. My dad is a big recliner guy. The other thing that sucks about recliners is you can't have them up against the wall. Because then smoosh into the wall when you recline
them. Yeah, your dad's a freaking lazy boy, dude.
He is a bit. He gets locked in. He's got his spot, dude. He's got his cup holder, his chargers. He does. Their couch has a like a center console.
Bonus points, having your spot, dude. Fucking goddamn, that's the life. I don't really have I never really had, like, I've had my spots, but I never had like a spot, like the spot.
You don't got one now?
I mean, I have like my spot, but it's not like.
It's not like a spot.
I kick back and all I need in the world is right here, already ready to go. I have to set my spot up.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I'm in the same go. You know what's tough for me is this is like my little anxiety demon. I fear that if I have a spot and I lock into it, not I fear, I know that I'm going to create like a divot in the couch. Uh-huh. And that's going to be ugly. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like I don't like how that looks.
Sure.
So I try and switch it up regularly, like the cushions I'm sitting on. Not like in the middle. I'm not like in the middle of the movie, like time to rotate.
No, but I don't. That's nuts that you ever move.
Nuts, you think?
I just like can't imagine sitting in a different place on my couch than I already sit. I like to sit betwixt the cushions.
Oh, you're a between the cushions.
Yeah,
guy.
Like one cheek on each cush.
What does that do for you?
I don't know. I just always been that way.
it's weird, bro.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
But then I like to sit in this direct center sometimes. Like, it depends on the couch. Our couch is a three cushion situation.
Oh, you know what's a very quite lit to me? We just got a sectional, dude, where you get
sectionals
to like...
Sectionals fucking slam, brother.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I love to be? The guy on the long side watching the movie, kick back. Ooh.
Yeah, the chaise lounge. I'm not a big chaise lounge guy, but we do have one now, and it is desirable for sure. It's tight. It's a couch that is big enough, and we did this last night, where I can be laying almost fully horizontal. Chelsea can be laying almost fully horizontal, and the dog is on the couch, and nobody's really squished. That's the fucking life,
yeah,
baby.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
For features, dude, my dad's couch has a fucking cyber couch. My dad's couch has a center console. I think that it's just a garbage bin. It's kind of a one to me.
Center console? What's it for?
Well, okay, so they have this huge sectional. It's too big, right? It's like, because they have this big living room.
It's like,
so
it's a fucking keyboard and a bunch of wires running through it and like vials of liquid.
Pretty much, yeah. So like you sit, like my dad's spot is on the end. Mm-hmm. To his left is a coffee table. To his right, or an end table. To his right is the cup holders and the center console. You lift that bad boy up. What do they got in there? 100 different remotes. Who knows what they're for?
No, I don't like this at all.
Magazines, dude. No,
magazines?
An iPad, dude. They got the pad just in there, ready to go.
It's a storage bin, dude.
It's a storage bin. It's a storage bin.
I don't like that. That's not
I don't either. I think it could be cool, but there's no way it doesn't just fill with garbage.
We got to talk about not couch. Couch could have been an episode, clearly. What?
So table putting stuff, right?
Yeah, table.
Dining table, dude, I love it. Have we talked about this? We don't eat out the couch. We sit at the dining table.
We don't have a place to put a dining table.
So you're couch eaters and through.
Yeah, we watch shit while we eat.
It's a no for us, dude. We just sit down, have our nice meal, a couple of fucking Puritans.
Pass. I do love a dining table, though. I grew up obviously with a dining table. That shit was tight. Dude,
coffee table, would love to give it a one. Cannot stand a coffee table.
That is our dining table,
right? But how do you feel like if you
dude, I hate it. I can't put my feet on it. It's not comfy to put my feet on it.
Yeah, and then you got anybody that comes over is putting their nasty feet on it.
You know what I do fuck with are those like ottomans that like pop.
Oh,
up.
We got one of those with the sectional, baby.
Yeah, dude, those are tight.
Yeah, that's okay. So putting stuff, I think an ottoman. Is that right? Ottoman? That
yeah, like the right. Empire.
And then I'm going to say a coffee table is a one. I find them to be, I only associate them with like the IKEA coffee table that we all had because it was like $30.
Still have?
Yep. Looks fine, but like you said, not comfortable. And then comfortable. Unless you are on it, what kind of clutter you got on that coffee table? I feel like you guys are not cluttered up.
No, we got, like, there's a theme to the clutter. Like, got coffee table books.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is, like, it's, like, the one level up IKEA. It's, like, the wood top and then the metal, the black metal thing underneath. But
sure.
Coasters, couple of Maggies.
Clutch. Yep.
And coffee table books.
You reading those Maggies, brother. What do you got on there? National, Nat Geo? What do you got?
Oh,
highlights?
Oh, no, yeah. Time, dude. Time, Nat Geo.
Like investors, a fucking dentist office in your house,
quarterly,
dude.
Dude. You know, I'm up on like fucking
Forbes, dude. You got Forbes on there?
Forbes. I got like Wired. I got like tech CEOs annual.
Yeah, cool,
I got
dude.
Business Builders Weekly. That shit's bi-weekly, actually.
Cool. They're putting that out twice a month, huh? Business Builders bi-weekly. Kind of a tongue twister, that one.
Putting stuff, dressers and stuff, like we need them, but I wish there was a better way. I wish
there is, dude.
What is it?
Chelsea and I are nasty and we punish ourselves, so we go to open houses all the time for places that we can't afford, obviously.
Sure.
Bro, the big walk-in closet that's got the shelves where you could just put, I could just put my t-shirts on these shelves.
Oh,
and then there's a rack here for all my sweaters. And I got my little, there's a little drawer I could put my socks in. Like when your shit is queued up on obviously a walk-in closet is not furniture. Mamma mia, that solves a lot of my problems.
I mean, we have like tiny, tiny, like apartment size ones where there's no room for fucking shelves. But she has like a nice looking dresser in the bedroom displayed opposite the bed because hers is like nice wood. Yeah. My shitty IKEA dresser little is locked to the back of the closet.
Yeah, smart.
And that's pretty much, we also got like a bookcase, dude. And it like, I love the idea of this, but like, it's not nice looking.
Yep. Bookshelf is a two. We have a ton of books and it's also clutter central, right? Yes. You end up putting nickety knackles on there.
And nickety knackies. And like, and now it's getting to the point where like, luckily she's a Kindle daddy now and I'm about to become one, but we're almost out of space.
I know. We face this often.
And it's like, in my perfect world, I have my Lego room and I have my library And I want like a library full of books, dude. I think that'd be tight. I don't want to get rid of all my books, brother.
I know, dude. What I do for both Chelsea and I is I take them to my classroom. I have a dumping ground. I have like a
See,
little garbage heap that if we ever move to a place where we could have a full library, I'll just snatch them right back, you know?
It's not furniture, but this is sort of like furniture. We got a walk-in pantry.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Not like walk-in, but like you open it and then there's like an entire closet's worth of space of pantry shelves. Shit is fire.
Yeah, we fucking wish. I mean, I'll tell you what furniture exists that isn't that we have. We have what's called a Hoosier cabinet. You know what? You know about these?
Cabinet.
Classic. I think that's how it's spelled. Yeah, it's like a big kitchen cabinet. I'm showing him right now, but it's like it's got like a counter space to it.
Sure,
it's
sure.
It's got
sure. Classic.
Some shelves, some drawers. People it's like if like you don't have counters.
Bar tools and stuff on that.
Yep,
and...
yep. And it's because we don't have a ton of cabinet space in our house. If we had a pantry, we wouldn't need this old bastard. Mm-hmm. We got some fucking old ass one. So I think a kitchen cabinet is a two because like it's great and it serves its purpose, much like a dresser. But like in a perfect world, we just got that big walk-in pantry. My uncle built a house in Utah where everything, I mean, so you just like pay, you know, $15 and they're like, here's your mansion or whatever.
Sure, sure.
They had a big ass walk-in pantry and they had a small door on the floor of the walk-in pantry, like 2 foot by 2 foot. Person could crawl through it, but not really what it's for. That door led to the garage so that you could take your groceries, slide them right into the pantry. So fresh. Also not furniture. Fucking so tight. Imagine.
That's like a Wallace and Gromit house.
So cool. Yeah. I mean, they also had like a laundry chute. They had a lot of little secrets in that house.
Oh, dude. Laundry chutes and trash chutes. So fucking choice.
Yeah. Trash chutes. I will say that there's always, I would always have a little anxiety when I lived in an apartment building with a trash chute. And I would put my big fucking overstuffed bag in there and it wouldn't go down at first. And I'd be like, uh-oh, is this the time?
Bro, you just got to learn how to use the trash chute then. That's a user error. You know what? Let's talk about this. See this fucking bullshit? I got this 85-pound goddamn bean chair, but it's not full of beans. It's full of fucking stuffing like or something.
Yeah, yeah, foam. Yeah.
It was Schmegma's bean chair. Sarah calls it an egg chair. I hated the egg chair. He loved it. Sarah hated it. She kicked it out.
Smart.
He's lucky she didn't kick his ass out.
Yep, facts.
And then when I was moving into my apartment, I was like, I have no furniture. I'll take the egg chair off your hands. And then I figured, if I ever move to North Carolina, there's no fucking way it's coming with me. Except my beloved
loves it.
Likes this fucking nasty shit.
I do feel like
this thing is
these types of chairs are extremely polarizing. People love it or people hate it. I'm putting bean chair as a one, obviously.
It is. Takes up so much of my space.
Do you sit in it or do you lay in it? It feels like you have to lay, right?
Brother, you do neither. It absorbs you until it overtakes you and you are no more. Yeah. First of all, I, Wilder, do not sit or lay or do anything of the sort in it, even despite the fact that it encroaches on my space at all times. This is... for my beloved who likes to sit and read in it. And there used to be a time where she used to like to nap in it, but now the angle's wrong and she can't get it. So she fucking can't fall asleep anymore.
Okay.
This thing's a nightmare, a scourge, and I want it gone and dead. Toss it. Egg chair.
Well, let's talk about bad ones. Hammock. Hammock is a one to me.
God, I hate a fucking hammock, dude. I mean, if I could like appear in the hammock and then disappear out of it, I would like it.
If you were fucking Nightcrawler and you could just like, shoop. Yeah. Hammock is a one. Waterbed obviously is a one. I feel like, I don't know if we've talked about waterbeds on here. I'm sure we have.
I'm sure we have. They suck. I don't like them. I've never slept in one, but I've sat on one and that sounds like shit. I think I would barf.
What about, dude, I love, as much as I don't like coffee tables, I do need an end table. I need somewhere to put my bevies.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, you know what's tight? I seen these people, they have secret litter boxes that are disguised into furniture, like end tables.
Oh, but then is the stinky litter smell?
I think that's on the person to be able to maintain. But like some of them are like good looking furniture. So if you got a cat and you don't have anywhere to put it, that seems like a good one, provided you maintain.
So that's a feature. I'm going to say litter box is a two. I'm going to say pet functions.
Bonus points is it's secretly not furniture. Mm-hmm. Like, that's tight.
We got something sort of similar where when we lived in our apartment and we needed a crate for the dog, we got a crate that had a wooden top. And when you pushed it in between the wall and the couch, it just looked like an end table. Mm-hmm. And we put books and magazines and shit on it. And then, oh, what's this? Little door. Get in there, dog.
You know what I've seen? You might even have this. These days, a lot of people with dogs and backyards have a like magnetized little door, like sort of screen door that you can pull open. And then when you let it go, it magnets itself back up.
Yeah, we don't have that, but that is a good one.
That's a great our like, friends... faux doggy door if you don't have a doggy door.
Well, and it's good. We have friends that live in LA and their place does not, maybe it does have AC, but they use those basically as screen doors, right? So they can open up their like back door and let a breeze in.
You know what I hate? The hand chairs.
Oh, hand chair is so gross.
Hate those, dude.
Yeah.
Have you ever really loved a chair?
I mean, orange chair. We text.
But like, about it. But like, in a non-ironic way.
Oh boy,
I don't think I ever had that experience with a chair. A lot of people like have chairs that they love like more than their family.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever felt that way about any piece of furniture. Do we count Paris as furniture? No, right? That's decoration. That's art.
Art. Fine, yeah. Art.
So then I think no. I mean, I did really love orange chair.
I did so love much orange so that chair I, too.
I moved it to New York. I took it to see how much it would cost to get reupholstered, and the guy basically laughed in my face. He was like, "This would cost you so much more money than it would be to just buy a much better chair." It's like, all right, buddy.
That's not the fucking question I asked.
Yeah, sure isn't. Sure fucking is.
What about cabinets?
Yeah, I mean,
can't live with them, can't live without them. Know what I'm saying?
Heard that, brother. I do love a curio cabinet with like a little glass. A curio cabinet, which you put your little knickknacks in. You'd
curio cabinet.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Oh, okay, sure. Damn, I don't know all the fancy words for all this furniture.
Oh, boy.
Curio cabinet? Okay, yeah, that's fine. They kind of remind me of something that my grandma would have, though.
Yeah, full it's grandma animals. Vibes for sure. But, like, imagine my Legos in there, dude.
That is tight. Keep them protected from the outside world.
I have a 3 for putting stuff. I am so horny for built-in cabinets, dude. Cabinets that are built into your home.
Fuck yeah.
Like, I can't. We have some in this house. I built some in this house.
Yeah, dude. I love to push them in.
Push them in? What do you mean by that?
To open the push.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Fucking no handles, please. If it was up to me, there'd be no handles anywhere in my house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good. Handles? Cool. Fuck, dude. Demerit is handles. Fuck handles. I hate them.
Why?
Don't need them. Waste of my fucking space.
Handles, I guess. That one is tough for me.
Fuck handles, dude.
I have a couple of ones to knock out. Mm-hmm. All of the like pop-up furniture generally. So like a folding table is a 2 to me. You gotta have it. It's useful, but like it's not gotta have it. Same thing with folding chairs, dude. Like actually, folding chairs might be a 1. I hate folding chairs.
They're still like sometimes better than some other chairs, though. Like a bad wooden chair is hell. Folding chair at least has like a little indentation for your butt.
Yeah, I my problem with folding chairs is if they ain't made of metal, they ain't for me. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you get one of those wood ones that's like very. I feel like often at a wedding and you're sitting on like soft grass and you get in it and you're like, ooh, this one might not be as sturdy as I want it to be.
Yeah.
Or a plastic one. That's a nightmare. Plastic is a done. I'm levitating over that shit. I can't you know.
Damn, dude. You ever get too big for your britches and take like a bunch of stacks of folding chairs on each arm and then smack yourself in the shins with one of those folding chairs?
Foo, baby. Like a metal one?
Yeah.
Mamma mia.
It's bad.
What about like a little, a cafe table? You know, like you have an oversized kitchen and you have like a little cafe table in the kitchen. Sit and have your little cappuccino.
Yeah, I love it. You know what I love, dude, is a breakfast nook.
Dude, nooks. Shout out, dude. Ugh. I love it. Especially a built-in one where you're like sitting on a bench.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time a bench is like a three, I think. Otherwise, yeah, like benches could get fucking tossed.
Ass. I hate benches.
Camp chairs, dude. A two? Probably a two, huh? You need them.
Yeah, I got them in the trunk of my car. They become the extra patio chairs when we have guests.
Yep. We got a similar vibe going around here. It is, I think, like a general bonus point maybe to all, I think all outdoor furniture is a bonus. Like if you have a table outside, tight. Love it. Little picnic table. Even if it's bad, I don't really give a shit.
Is fire pit furniture?
I don't think so. What but if is it is, it? I mean, yeah, I guess maybe it's for appliance, I would think, more than.
Appliance. Oh, that'll be an episode. We'll do appliances.
Yeah, sick. It'll be just as funny and interesting as this one.
Yeah, dude, don't worry. I'll lock it down. The barber of Sevilla shaves herself.
Oh, classic.
Herself, dude. Herself, yeah. All right?
Yeah.
Fuck. It's 2024, you asshole.
Barbers can be women, dude. Jesus Christ.
I've been trying to tell you.
Little late on the uptick on that one, huh?
Just wanted to keep it in suspense. And naturally, Johnny answered that.
Now Johnny can call 415-763-1061 and leave those personally, the answers.
Yeah.
Let me... Oh, wait. I must have told this story. The first piece of furniture I ever bought, the first thing I ever bought with my own money, my first paycheck, was a piece of furniture when I was just a wee boy, 16 years old, working at the Arinda Country Club.
What did you buy?
I bought a chair, what hangs from the ceiling. And I did love that chair.
Dude,
you ever heard of a more fucking 16 year old dumb shit thing to buy in your life?
Of course not.
And it had it, so you screwed it into the roof, into the ceiling, into the beam, and it was made of like camp chair material. It was like fucking plastic or whatever.
Shocker.
And it had there was like a crossbar to hold it, and from the crossbar little cup holder hung, and then also from the crossbar mounted footrest. So I was...
Was the cup holder also swinging loose?
Big time.
So you're just out here just like trying to like grab it, but you're swinging too hard, can't really quite nail it.
My room wasn't big enough to swing. So I'm not sure what I thought was so cool about it. But damn, bro. I love
you. You
should have seen how
many... shit yourself?
How many fucking hours of goddamn Guitar Hero I blasted in that chair. That was the spot. Let me see.
I don't want any of my furniture hanging from the ceiling. Strike that. That's not true. Dude, fucking pots and pans rack.
Yeah, tight. Tight, tight, tight,
so
tight.
So cool. Tight. I want one of those one day so bad.
Do you like a kitchen island?
Oh, fuck yeah. If I got the space for it, I would love one. You know whose kitchen I want, bro? Selena Gomez. You seen her kitchen?
Nah, dude. It's I'm not up incredible. On the Gomez household.
Check out Selena and Chef, streaming now on HBO Max. Okay. Her kitchen is absolutely beautiful. She's got like a brick oven in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous. Big. I want tons of sinks. This is for the appliance episode. I'll save it.
Yeah, please save it. Dude, Papasan chairs. Hate them, huh? Put them in the garbage?
Yeah.
My mom has an outdoor couch that is pretty tight. It's made of like wicker.
Mm-hmm,
and then it's got pads, and the pads are like all she can like easily pick them up, put them in the shed, and then when it's like time to host, pops the pads on there.
Do you have any decorative furniture in your home?
We have this like spooky little, I don't think you can see it right here, there's a plant, you can see the plant right there. That plant is on a spooky little antique rocking chair that my grandma gave us.
Antiques are haunted.
And it's a baby rocking chair. So it's the way that this chair works is it's a high chair, and then it collapses, dude, into a rocking chair. It's multifunctional, man. Haunted antique furniture.
No, thank you.
There are, but I will say antiques to me, I mean, if we're just talking like how I want my furniture, other than maybe couches, other than anything upholstered, I should say, like couches and chairs, we fuck with antiques heavy in this house. We like if I can get an antique shelf,
yeah, it's
if we can get an antique fucking cool cabinet, that's all the moves for us. You're not into it. You hate the antique.
No, it's fine. It's just haunted. And like, I just always think it's going to break is my problem. I always think like, oh, today's the day. The leg's just going to snap because I don't know where this really came from.
Yeah, but the deal is like, bro, they're so much better built than so much of what we actually have. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
But like the Hoosier cabinet we have is like almost 100 years old. And that mother is riding strong.
It's not a who's got the oldest cabinet competition. Some people have a bar. Yeah, I love a kitchen, bar, in an apartment.
Yeah, bar and wet. Bar. I mean, it's just like, it's, I mean, as always, right? Like, if you got it, if you got the dough and you got the space, of course.
But like, I love when a kitchen is separated from the somewhere another room by a bar. That's a good time to me.
Just in general, I prefer a kitchen to be separate. I don't like this open concept where my kitchen is in my living room, is in my dining room, and it's all just one big huge room.
Well, I don't want one big room for sure, but I do like an open kitchen. I love to see what the chef has going on in there.
Yeah.
When my guests, when I'm entertaining my guests, bro, I want them to see me lighting the paella. I want them to see me tossing the fire up in the air. I want them to see me seasoning shit off my elbow and like a fucking Salt Bae.
So when you say lighting the paella, what do you mean by that?
I meant like
just like lighting the stove, just like you want people to see you go yeah, and lighting the
when
burner.
When I'm cooking my paella indoors, which is highly recommended to produce lots and lots of smoke, it's best to light the stove first.
Cool, dude. But tune in here for more of Wabu's
cooking
chef tips.
Next week I'll tell you how to put stuff in the fridge.
God, that's...
Are we out of furniture?
I feel like there's more. I mean,
there's beds, there's chairs, you know, there's dressers, there's cabinets, there's shelves.
I got a couple. I got two more I want to hit. Three more I want to hit. All of the chair variety.
Yeah.
Desk chair, I think, is a two. We talked about it with desk. Like, you need it, and having a good one is so crucial. But it's almost like the better the chair gets for your back and your spine and your butt, which are so important, the absolutely uglier it gets. It looks like a space chair.
And the less comfortable it is.
Yeah, you look like a fucking dweebus. Mm-hmm. So desk chair is a two. The ball chairs, dude, those are a one, obviously.
Okay, but you want to talk about Wabu's desk hacks, dude? Check it. I got me a half a ball chair.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you put it on the seat.
On my chair, and I could take it off, and it's not nasty, and it makes my posture nice and good.
It looks like something you would sit on if you had hemorrhoids.
And that is what I also use it for.
Sick, dude. And then I had, oh, upholstered chairs, dude. I'm out. My mom has upholstered dining room chairs. They're, like, so fancy. They were, like, $1 trillion. I'm always worried I'm going to spill something on them. We're eating spaghetti at the table.
Of course. What about plastic? Ugh.
Plastic what? Chairs?
Like furniture. Like when there's plastic covering on furniture.
Oh, yeah. Plastic? Oh, covering, dude. Like when the couch is wrapped? No, thank you.
You know what I also hate is when there's a couch that's for a dog and then people just keep a nasty blanket on that couch. If the couch is for the dog, then let the dog just take the fucking blanket off the fucking couch. Just give the couch to the dog.
No, we have a blanket. But I will say that
nasty though? Is it just ball of fur?
We diligently changed the couch blanket for smell and fur reasons.
Okay, and that's not what I'm referring to. I'm talking about people that have couches where there's just a blanket that's eternally on that thing, and it's has stains and nasty little drool spots and hair. At that point, give that dog the couch.
Yeah, that's gross. We do have that, but that blanket, it's more than one blanket. It's constant rotation. We wash it like at least once a week.
Oh, dude, we didn't talk about like man cave.
Go off, dude. Tell me what you got in that cave.
It sucks.
Yeah! It sucks. I agree, dude.
But like that's where like stupid ass furniture lives, like fucking like beer signs.
And yeah, I would call not a furniture, but is a pool table a furniture, dude? It might be.
It's like a game.
Yeah.
But like stupid like glassware, fucking entertainment units, dude.
Oh yeah, putting stuff, dude. Entertainment center. I love it. It's gotta be a.
You gonna say two?
I would say two. What are you gonna say?
Oh, three? I love them. They look what they do for us. They bring the whole place together. I'm not a mounter. I would not.
Me neither,
mount,
dude.
I would not mount a TV, probably. And if I would, I'll tell you one fucking thing, dude. And I'm sorry if any of you out there have this, but it drives me out of my fucking skin. I don't want to have to see the cord.
100%.
Mounted your 100%. TV. If I have to look at that fucking cord, don't take your TV off the wall immediately.
That's okay. This is why I haven't mounted it. Like, I have my little video games on there. I know that if we mount it, I'm going to have to do a lot of work to hide those cords, and I will not be looking at cords, brother. I can't do it. Demerit, looking at the cords of a TV. I can't. Any cords in general. Yikes. Hide them from me, please.
Yeah.
Okay. I think a good place to finish this episode up is we have not really talked about IKEA at all, which I feel like we should. It is a whole episode. I would agree to that, actually. Where are you getting your furniture from these days? Do you still fuck with IKEA?
I mean, I do not any longer. I mean, this is not a never, but I've pretty much broken up with IKEA because I know that now it's time for Wabu to be a man. Because Wabu is no longer a boy.
Right.
And boy Wabu, boy does he love IKEA. I love to build IKEA more than most things in the world. I love that more than I love my own family.
Mm-hmm.
I love to eat at IKEA.
Yep. The big food time. Is
fine at IKEA.
Yep.
It looks, at first glance, pretty fucking good. It's not ugly. The problem is, it looks like IKEA. And the fake wood eventually starts to peel. But I don't, you know, the whole like bit about how IKEA furniture is impossible to put together, I think people are just stupid. I've never really had an issue.
I would actually argue that IKEA furniture has the easiest furniture to put together.
Yes. Have you ever ordered something from Amazon? Holy shit. Yes. That shit is
Wayfair,
a riddle.
Dude. Yeah, Wayfair is like constantly like, what the fuck do you expect from me? I mean, I'm telling you, like, as two guys who like to put together modular furniture, to me, IKEA is top of the class. Like, you cannot get better. The instructions are extremely clear. They don't even use words. I can't even say you're illiterate.
It's like Legos.
Meanwhile, I get something from Wayfair and there's two screws that look almost identical. But instead of telling me like big screw, little screw, they're like, this is screw GL501XZ. Dude, this is screw 500 GL1XY.
Like Wayfair and Overstock and all those places, the instructions always have so many arrows and like movement directions that it's like, why am I spinning or moving this piece of wood?
It's crazy. And like, yeah,
I love IKEA. I'd love it from top to bottom. It just looks like IKEA. And now as an adult person, technically it's time to have furniture that does not look like IKEA. We have an article, couch. And I love it.
I haven't fucked with article too much, but I think with couch, you gotta go. Couch is one where it's like, you gotta go big. You can't be fucking around with some, like, I don't know. I don't judge anyone for spending like thousands of dollars on a couch because like it's so important. And that shit will break down immediately if you cheap out on it. And sometimes you have to cheap out on it, and that's fine. You gotta do what you gotta do. But like, mama mia, I think that I agree with your whole thesis on IKEA.
It feels good. You know, the problem is when you take this step out of IKEA town into the town of a nice piece of furniture, it feels good.
Okay. All right. So let me say, I agree with you like 95%. I think that there are things at IKEA that don't look like IKEA furniture that you can get.
Mm-hmm.
We get so many compliments on our entertainment center, and it's IKEA.
Sure.
And it's like a good color. It doesn't look like IKEA. It's held up really well. Like, that is probably, of all the furniture we have, one of our most complimented pieces of furniture.
Bro,
and it's IKEA.
The main reason I don't go to IKEA anymore is because there isn't one in Asheville.
Sure. I was going to say, there's probably not one near you, right? And it's got little, like, the handles are kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Just got to know.
You know, I don't like handles, but otherwise I do.
You don't love handles. I get it. I think, like, the
that
IKEA
TV
you
is
can...
way too small for it in that
it is.
That 100%. Demo photo.
100%. Yeah, little fucking, like, the it's Michael like a, Scott TV.
Yeah, it's a TV.
So I agree that IKEA is not great. However, it's, like, I think that we've ordered a handful of stuff from Wayfair. I think Wayfair fucking wishes it was IKEA, first of all. It's, like, more expensive. A lot of times the stuff is just as bad a quality. And then, dude, you guys fuck with West Elm at all?
Well, we're not billionaires, so no.
Right. That's the thing that sucks, is you want to graduate from places like Wayfair and IKEA,
dude,
and then you,
so many
you
steps,
pop into a...
Dude, that's like going from elementary school to fucking medical school. Yeah, you gotta do fucking... some stuff in between...
Oh my god, we went in for fucking shits and gigs the other day, looking
How'd
for like a
go?
Little... tray, dude. Uh-huh. Like a little, we
a
just
little
wanted
tray?
A little tray.
Good luck, brother.
And where I'm looking at chairs and I'm like, oh, this is kind of a fly chair. This would go great. And oh, no. Oh, okay. Never mind. It's yeah. actually $2,300 for this one wooden chair.
Fuck
no, I'm
me.
Good, actually.
We just barely cracked Crate and Barrel in this house, dog. We got a.
Yeah, dude. Not... Crate and Bees is pretty tight. That's a good one.
Oh, couple of white boys.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, man.
Just talking Crate and Bees nuts, dude. Getting crazy on a Sunday.
Crate and
hitting
Bees
up the fucking estate sales, nuts, dude, and then
brother.
Hitting Crate and Bee.
I'm going to say thank you to... Mm-hmm. I feel like this is probably going to have a time machine, but I'm going to look around my house and see all this shit that I have. Like, what's furniture, dude? Like a fucking toothbrush cup? What do you want me to say? Toothbrush cup. You happy?
Thank you to Bad Todd for the music. Thank you to Adam Faye for the art.
Our statistics are not loading right now, so I'm just going to make them up. Thank you to Iceland.
Cool.
Thank you to probably, I'm guessing, got a lot of
Narnia.
Listeners in like Milwaukee. I'm going to yep. say appreciate you, all you out there in old Sarasota.
Mm-hmm.
Up there in Fargo, North Dakota, probably.
Yeah. St. Pete.
Japan.
Cool. Just the whole nation, huh? That's sick.
And of course... What can't be put in a saucepan? Now, I know probably lots of things.
Yeah, lots of things.
So hit me back with what can't be put in a saucepan. Johnny Bananas, call the number, which is...
The number is, of course, 415-763-1061. See you nerds next time.